Welcome to the Threefold Podcast, a platform powered by kingdom-centric research and effective reporting designed to help you be the reformer God has called you to be in this generation.
Hello, everyone. George here. And actually, I'm not by myself. I'm here with my daughter, Emily. Emily, how are you?
Good.
So, everybody, we're here at the historic Wesley Center at our studio, which also serves as a base for Threefold. And we've been putting in some hours today, kind of getting ready for a very exciting thing we'd like to talk to you about, and it has to do with the Philippines. So sit back and relax and give us 10 minutes of your time so we can kind of get you acquainted with the whole idea and what we'll be doing in the Philippines and potentially how you might want to get involved. We are back here at Historic Wesley, downtown Minneapolis. My daughter Emily and I. Emily is volunteering all her hours here at Threefold. Emily, tell us a little bit about, you know, this whole thing. What grabbed you? What's motivating you to, like, put in all the hours? You stay in touch with Pastor Roy. And the Philippines now is, you know, it's kind of a big deal. We lost some supporters last year, but I believe we're going to rebound. So tell us a little bit more about how this is looking from your perspective. You are going to school, you work, and here I am at the same time. My commitment and passion is, you know, advancing God's kingdom through the power of faith, through the message of the gospel, through the power of liberty, and the power of charity. So the Philippines affair, the Philippines engagement falls under, of course, it's through the power of the gospel that lives are changed, but we are focusing very much on helping Christian children from the slum city of Tondo to basically give them a shot at life and for $40 a month to be able to go to school and potentially when they graduate to be able to find a job and escape the slums. But tell us a little bit more about what's motivating you and what got you going originally and what's keeping you going now.
So yeah, I started donating or supporting a child 2 years ago. And it was, I think, a year ago when you took over and started heading the whole work over there. And then you offered me the opportunity to work with you and work with Pastor Roy and keep in touch. And I see it as we had an opportunity placed in our hands and people got on board and they supported and they still are supporting. And I think that when we have an opportunity from the Lord, it's our responsibility to follow through. So I see this as being faithful to what the Lord is interested in and involved in. And this is us responding to that call. And so I personally take it very seriously. It's been fun to, you know, reach out to people and be in contact with our donors and Pastor Roy. I've got to talk to his son, Cyrus, too, and hear from them personally what are their lives like and what are they involved with. And I am excited to keep moving this forward and work with you as my dad. It's been awesome to do this together.
Yeah, it really has been. So just to, I'm trying to stay on focus here because really we have to talk about a couple of things more than anything else. And I don't want us to get lost in all the things that we really could talk about. But the main thing we would like to talk about really is the children. Mm-hmm. We would like to talk about that. We'd like to talk because it's so hard to gather information and then process it and mm-hmm. then disseminate. Mm-hmm. People just don't understand, and that's difficult enough as it is. But then also to, you know, share a little bit about our plans to go there later this year. So let's talk first about the children, and then we'll talk a little bit about the land in Masbate and, you know, what you've gathered in your conversations with Cyrus and Pastor Roy. But let's talk a little bit about the children. I have a feeling like in the last several months since you began to communicate with Cyrus, you've kind of gotten to know the situation because of updates and back and forth. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Cyrus, I got to get on a call with him, and we basically have around 20-ish students right now in the program, and they're actively involved with the church there, and so I think that's how Roy started the whole sponsorship program, is he saw these students who have a need to go to school, they're having trouble with transportation, with supplies, shoes were a big high priority that they don't have money for, and so that's kind of where we come in, is, you know, we're kind of connecting Roy to our donors and helping these kids out because they're living with their families in the slums. Their parents are scavengers. That's how they make their living, is scavenging in the trash. And these kids, it's a cycle of poverty. They don't have any way to get out of it unless they have support coming in from the outside.
Exactly. And I have been there. I have seen it. I have smelled it. I mean, I wept the first time I got there, even though I'd seen the pictures before from Chris. It's just an entirely different experience when you actually get there. And it kind of, I mean, my clothes stank when we get back, probably, I don't know, for weeks. You know, you wash your clothes and they still stink, like that particular heavy stench that can only form after garbage has been there for who knows how long. It's just beyond words. And yet at the same time, there's this effort going on. And I saw with my own eyes these children, you know, at church. And then also, you know, Chris and I organized for them a dinner. We took them to the hotel where we're staying. They were just, I don't think they ever seen anything like that. You know, honestly, they were just very happy. But I'd like us to go back to go there, because I think when you go there, and eventually I really would like us to bring a team, you know, a larger team. But we have several things on our agenda. First, to get there, we have to get there. We're leaving in August. And, you know, if you're listening to this and if you'd like to help us get there, you can go to our website, threefold.life/Tondo. Actually, no, this is the URL. This is the page for supporting children. So you can go to the general fund. Just go to threefold.life and go to the top menu where it says donate, and you can give towards this, because it takes money to get there. And the reason we need to get there is because this brings accountability to Roy. It allows the children to see us. We can see the children. We're going to talk to some of the graduates. Mm-hmm. See what's happening.
Yeah, we've had a number of actually students graduate or get close to graduation. And so we want to report to our donors. We want them to know, you know, your donations are making a difference. So we want to assess what's going on, see what other ways we can intervene and help with, and kind of go from there.
Right. All right. Well, we'll just take a little break here and we'll give you a chance. If you wanted to visit our website, threefold.life, and on the very top menu, there's a button called Donate, and you can just make a donation. Any size would help towards our upcoming trip to the Philippines, Tondo, Slum City, with Pastor Roy in August of this year. And we're back here with the Philippines update. I'd like to bring to your attention a story I just recently heard here through Emily, and she got it from our friends in Tondo. Emily, tell us a little bit about something from the life of these children. And they're different ages, but you heard a story that was quite moving.
Yeah, so Pastor Roy sent out this message and kind of told me a little bit about this girl, Margie, and basically her situation is that she's a seventh grade student, and her living conditions were really, really poor with her parents. So what ended up happening is she's now currently living with her grandma. Well, her parents are not believers, but when she moved in with her grandma knows Pastor Roy and ended up bringing her to church, and she ended up getting saved and baptized last month. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So she's now one of several students that are up for sponsorship.
Mm-hmm. So Pastor Roy sent us a list of students, and he interviewed them, asked them what's going on in their lives, what are they looking forward to going to school for. And so we got a little bio here from five students who are currently on the waiting list for student sponsorship.
So $40 a month helps them get school books.
Yep. And these are children anywhere from the age of 10, even younger, you know, up to graduation. So,
right. And so basically $40 a month will help a child with all the things that normally the parents would probably not have money to put into that. That will be school books.
Mm-hmm. Transportation.
Transportation to school.
Yep. The projects that they have to work on. If they don't have the money that they need, they're not able to complete projects that are necessary for their classes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, yep. School lunch, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all, this is all extra cash that parents just don't have.
Yep. And a lot of parents, too, what ends up happening is once their kids get old enough, they want the kids to start scavenging to help out with the family. Because scavenging, I mean, it does bring in a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing is we're providing the family the money that the kid might end up making scavenging so that they can go to school and actually get an education.
So, yeah, right. So five more kids right now, five students that are up for sponsorship. You can go to our website, threefold.life/Tondo, and you can go and read the whole story. And we are a tax-exempt 501c3 for those of you who live in the United States. And so, you know, at the end of the year, you'll get your tax-deductible receipt to help us to get more kids on board and go back to, we used to be at like 22 kids, I think, at one point, and now we're down to like 12 or so. I'm not sure, but we would like to bump that back up. And also another thing is we've helped Pastor Roy get going with a land project in an island called Masbate, which is about an hour's flight from Tondo.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little more. He sent a picture. They've built something now, I understand?
Yep. So him and his wife actually went there about a week ago, and he sent some more pictures. But they've actually built an orphanage, a structure for three orphan girls. And they were just there back recently to help with the building of another structure for five orphan boys.
Right. And that's another thing we're going to be doing when we go there in August. It's to work on getting the title deed all secured and just to make sure we can come back here to everybody in the United States and, you know, all the donors, because the land project has had its issues. And so one of the issues is, like, we don't have the title deed. And, you know, we've been assured that there is a title deed. And, you know, obviously there's a building being built or some kind of a structure. Does it look like a little house? I haven't seen the picture, but I just kind of glanced. But it looks like they're doing work, so that means that he can do the work. But that's part of our mission, is to go there and find that out. And, you know, literally what happens is that children can be rescued from the whole scavenging environment, and with the permission of their parents, they can be brought over to Masbate and be trained, and that's an environment away from the city. If I can just throw something in here, you hear a lot about sex trafficking and so on. Well, I can assure you there's a lot of sex trafficking going on in Tondo, you know, and parents are selling their children, you know. So instead of just waving the big signs, you know, stop sex trafficking, and this is definitely one way you can do that, because if the parents can choose between someone helping them send their kid to school, they're not going to prostitute their child. You know, and so, and of course, the power of the gospel. Like I watched very closely when I was there, and you see how these people dress so nicely, like they're out scavenging. They don't look very nice. They don't like go to work. This is their job, but they're dirty. Okay, but when they go to church, They put on their best clothes.
Yeah, they're very serious.
They're very serious about what they're doing, and you can tell their faith is real and vibrant. So the gospel is changing hearts and minds. We're helping change their circumstances, and you guys, all of our listeners and supporters, thanks to you, we can just be part of the whole plan. We're doing our part. You're doing your part. And so also, if you can just maybe share this with some friends of yours that might be interested, we are just literally, you know, the only expenses that there is here with this program is just the fee, the transfer fee for the bank. Everything goes to the kids. That's part of the deal. That is, you know, we'll just pass the funds on to them. Mm-hmm. Even if we have to compensate, take them out of our pocket, we'll do that. And so if you can do that, we'll be very appreciative. Also, to go to our website and just share the content maybe and just help us to get more kids. When I was there, for those of you who have watched the movie Schindler's List, you know, with this man, Schindler, who was rescuing Jews in World War II. And he, you know, basically, it's like that. You just save as many as you can. You can't really help. That's 600,000 people in Tondo. It's overwhelming. And, you know, I felt like, this is too much. I can't handle it. But at the end of the day, like Emily, like you said, this is the opportunity they've been given. This is what's before you. So what's before you is this. What are you going to do with that is mm-hmm. the question. And that's what we're doing. This is what's been put before me. It's, you know, this is what has been put before you. And we're sharing it with you, our listeners and friends of our ministry. If you would trust us to be that part of that solution and either jump on board with supporting a child, just go to the website, threefold.life/Tondo, or just help us with the mission trip later this year. We will be very, very appreciative.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, thanks for listening and being with us for the last 15 or so minutes. Emily and I are thrilled with this opportunity to be able to be part of God's plan and be part of God's provision for Christian children in Tondo. And this is just, I can't wait to hear some of the stories and bring back some of the stories to you when we go there in August of this year, Lord willing. So again, you can write to us at info@threefold.life. Go to our website and check it out. Check out the Philippines Project. There's also other things there, but we'd love to hear from you. And we would also love to get a little bit of your help, just whether it's supporting a child or helping us get to the Philippines or helping our ministry overall. We'll be producing just all kinds of media here going forward, as well as if you can share this with some friends of yours that you think that might be interested in this sort of stuff, we would be really, really appreciative. God bless you, and thanks for listening.